Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome the night.
Radio show where we discuss all the latest movies and news from the world of horror. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host, Ian. Ian, are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing this week, sir?
I'm doing quite all right.
That's good to hear, good to hear. Doing about the best I am as well. Just, dealing with an elbow injury, trying to keep it all up and propped up and not sore, and that's been difficult, but nonetheless, we're here, and we're here to talk about something. I don't know what exactly we're going to be talking about, but I'm just kidding. We're continuing on our Easter horror marathon with another Easter movie, and of course, our little friendly bunny rabbit that's leading us through this trail of whatever this month is bringing us, and I'm going to kill this rabbit. I mean, seriously, it has been, I don't know what it's doing. But before that, it's bringing us a Boneyard review, or a review from the Boneyard, and it's been a while since we've done one of these, and basically it's where we just discuss, obscure, scarce movies, and this one I'm pretty sure should have stayed buried, but we'll get into that here in a second.
Y'all should have stayed buried.
this is what fucking – this got buried in Pet Cemetery last week and brought up – this is what the fucking thing brought us. But I don't know. Which one do you want to do, Ian? I mean, which one – does it really matter? We're going to talk about –
not
both
really.
Not good.
No.
But – There's one thing we kind of need to bring up just before we get into our reviews, and I don't know if you saw it yet, Ian, and that is the new Child's Play trailer number 2 dropped earlier today, and it showed a little bit more of the story, and it actually showed Chucky and, a brief glimpse of Chucky, and I still don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures of it. And I'm just like, it looks awful. From the pictures. I haven't watched the trailer yet. I've been meaning to, but I just don't care. Like, I go to watch it, and then I see a video, then I'm like, and I get sidetracked on that, because I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those films where, remakes, reimaginings, whatever, where it's like, usually we're kind of optimistic, and I think everyone's like, it's a mixed bag, but I'm hearing, like, more positive than anything. Oh, yeah, that's going to be cool, and I'm looking forward to it. It's like akin to, hearkening back to the original, like, are you, they're making it more modern. Like, yeah, but that's every remake, that's nothing new.
Right.
And just the fact that he's able to control, appliances and other electronics doesn't really add anything. you know, it kind of takes away from it. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. When it comes out in a few months, you know, we'll see what happens. But, again, and plus, like, Mark Hamill is the voice of it now. I don't think we've discussed that since a while. But, you know, him, yeah, but, you know, like, Mark Hamill is the voice of Chucky now. Like, that's cool. But, again, that's like a cherry on top of a pile of shit. You know, like, well, at least it has a nice cherry on top.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why most people are excited about it. Like, honestly, I think Mark Hamill being the voice of Chucky is the main reason a lot of people are excited about that movie. And I think that's their only way they can get people to watch this movie.
I mean, I guess I got to give them some, again, I don't know until the final film comes out, but at the moment, I mean, it is a little bit different than, like, Pet Sematary, where it's, like, it was the same, but, like, this one, like, of course, he's a, you know, it's like a bad mechanical problem, whatever. He's able to control stuff. He's no serial killer going after a kid to take possess of his body. So I don't, it's a definite, you know, a spin on it, but it's still not a spin that I'm all too interested in because I feel like I've seen, you know, killer robots and taking over, like, mechanics. Like, what was that one movie, Pulse? Yeah, like, Pulse from, like, the early, I don't know if it was, like, early 90s or late 80s, but, like, that was the one with, like, the killer house and, like, all the killer appliances, and then, like, Homewrecker was another one, and Evolver. There's just, like, so many, like, all these, you know, like, supposedly helpful things in a house, and then it just goes on a spree and makes other things kill, you know. I've seen it before, and it's just, like, ugh. But again, not a lot of people are like me who've seen everything, so this is definitely going to, you know, probably pull some people in because it's Chucky, it has a fan base, it's a known name. But again, I'm pretty sure we're both on the Cult of Chucky side where we want to see where that story goes instead of this one. And I don't have anything else to say positive about it right yet. You know, again, I could be wrong, you know, but who knows. Any final thoughts, Ian, before we move on?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like I'm just over the remakes, honestly. Like, I get it. I'm glad that they're coming back, you know, bringing out the old movies and everything coming back and them trying to do a new spin just to put it back out there. I get that. But I want some more original content, honestly. And I'm kind of let down that they didn't just continue the story instead of just rebooting it.
I think they're just going to have two separate franchises because I think Don Mancini's still doing whatever he's going to do with, you know, after Cult of Chucky and the television series. So I don't know.
That's going to get confusing.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to
be
two separate franchises.
Really. Yeah, and people are going to try to follow one, expecting, and then they're going to, I don't know. Because that's what I was hoping this movie was. It's just a continuation. So.
No, it's completely different.
Well,
I think
he
doesn't even like it either. He's like that they don't know. The, you know, he's upset, of course, you know, being the creator and everything, but, you know, he's just like, yeah, they don't understand, they don't know the story, they don't understand it, and, you know, he has a right to be pissed, you know, or upset, and, you know, I'm not just saying that because I'm on his bandwagon, I'm just saying that because, I mean, when the synopsis first came out, like, we fucking ragged on that, and we just went on a fucking tangent, and this is like, one of the few films in a while on this show where we just went off on tangent after tangent. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, of course, I don't know. It's just weird, you know, just to see one franchise still doing pretty good, you know, even though, you know, direct to DVD, of course, and then just come out and restart the whole thing over in theater.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It's really weird. It just feels like they're just trying to cash in as much as they can on it. And, I mean, that's literally all it is. It's like, hey, let's do a remake. Let's get on the remake bandwagon since, you know, it did so well. And, but we're going to still capitalize on the movie franchise that's still making money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, this is literally 100% just cash grab on both sides. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll get some newer fans into the original and that, you know, never watched it or were too young to even know what it was. So, I don't know. But I just see it being a major flop.
I don't argue your point on that at all. I agree. It's just, I mean, it'll probably do maybe, I don't even know what the budget is of it, of the film. But I assume, I mean, it's getting notoriety because of everything. But, I mean, it's probably going to do like how fucking Pet Sematary did. You know, maybe 20 million. I mean, probably that. But not too much. I mean, it's just like, who cares? I mean, it's just one of those where, like, it's not on the pulse of horror. It's just like people like, it's Chucky, whatever, you know, like, whatever. But enough of that. Let's get into what we're really here for.
Right.
That's our, our films tonight, man, I swear.
No.
It's our own damn fault. It's our own damn fault. We picked them, nonetheless. The first one is, we're going to do this 420 movie because it technically is almost 420, well, it'll be 420 tomorrow. So it's a little bit of a day early, but nonetheless, we gotta do this because not a lot of people probably know about this one, and good reason why. And that is Night of the Bong Face 2, Revenge of Bong Face. Now, you might be wondering, where this is part two, where's the part one? Here's the catch. It's one of those faux sequels where there's not an original film. It's like Mangrove, Mangrove Slasher 2. It's one of those where it's like Thanksgiving 3. You know, there wasn't a sequel, but there was a third one after the first one. Well, this one, they just skipped the first one, made a sequel. And basically, they give you everything in this film. So the gist of everything with the... So the film takes place, again, it shows like the main girl and her father, Mary, and her father at the very beginning of the film. They kill Bong Face, right? And then it's 2 years later, and she is in rehab, in a rehabilitation group meeting, therapy meeting, because of what the events of basically how Bong Face came to be. And... So basically, I have to do this. The gist of it is that her and her, I guess it's like her friends, they don't know the names, but they're friends, and like the one mother came over and like, will you watch Alan? And Alan is a, I don't know, what do you say, like 7, 8 years old, young, somewhere in seven, I would think 7 age range. And they said, watch him, be careful, everything like that. And so basically the jock character in the group of friends, the football player, they start smoking, weed out of a bong, and they start getting high, and, you know, they all sort of gang up on Alan, and, the one, cause it's Kelly and the jock boyfriend and then the other couple, right? And then so the other couple, the boyfriend of the other couple, punches Alan, knocks him down, and then the jock of the group sees him like he's getting the munchies, and so he sees Alan and he's like dressed up in a chicken outfit, and so he decides to put Alan in the oven. And basically, just Alan, I don't even know exactly how to fucking think of that because it's so convoluted and it's kind of a mess, this film is, but so this little like 7-year-old boy somehow turns into this bigger guy, and he puts on a mask, the same mask that they use to it's a bong mask, so it's like a gas mask, but you can attach a bong to it, and he goes around killing people, mainly those who did him harm. And so now, that's sort of the flashback of the film. And so that's the reason why Kelly's in the anonymous group meeting thing. And so she's trying to become better. And then the film opens up with Bong Face in hell tied up, and the devil is like, I'm going to set you free, because apparently, Alan died, after the events of the beginning of the event, after the end of this one, whatever, where Kelly and her dad killed him, right? And so he's in hell, and he has a little tiny grave, and Satan basically says, you're going to grow stronger with each person you kill. And so Bong Face rises from the grave and goes on a killing spree for those who wronged him. Jesus Christ. That's technically the gist of the movie. So Bong Face is going after the people that, that were there who hurt him as a kid, I guess. I have no idea. This movie's terrible. And that's unfortunate, too, because I kind of, like, when I first got this, right, I was, like, saying, okay, I know it's a slasher, but I was expecting more from it. Like, I wanted some kind of, like, cheesy, fun, stupid slasher movie, right? And he didn't do that. And with something like Bong Face and the way that he looks, because, like I said, the mask, it's a gas mask with a bong, but he has these chains around him, and at the end of it, it's like weed. So it's like a weed chain, in a sense, and he uses it to, like, wrap around people. So I was, like, expecting something a little cheesy, a little campy, and, something sort of fun, because there's been some fun, stupid slashers. Look at Fisted, but that was intentional. This one, I was wanting something, like, hey, go all out with it, do something. But they didn't. They just kind of just,
no.
Like, they did not even try. And it lacked anything. The only thing this film had was, like, a plethora of continuity errors. That is one thing. And just, like, the dumbest shit. And again, it is a smaller budget. It is, indie, and I understand that. But even, there's been other films on here that we've reviewed that's probably around the same budget as this, and they've done so much more. And there was, like, script was not good. And again, the point of the fact, the matter of the facts of the film, like, he grows bigger and bigger, and you're like, yeah, that's no problem. But the whole fact of, like, he was a kid, and then all of a sudden he turned into this big man out of nowhere, it just kind of throws you off, because, like, it's like, it doesn't make sense. Even though it's a stupid slasher movie, it's not supposed to, but this one kind of, like, okay, but he's like an 8-year-old kid, and then he's like the size, he's like 6 foot tall, in the next year, like that same year when he comes or something. I have no idea. It is like they throw the years back and forth, like it's 2 years later, and then, like, last year this happened with Alan and all my friends, and he's just like, they didn't know, like, the script, or it was like they had a general idea of the script, but they just, freelanced it and just, whatever, and just went with whatever they wanted to, and just kind of forgot it. Instead of, like, 2 years, it was 1 year, so they have, like, the one, God, man, this movie is just god-awful. So it's just, I don't even know really, I don't have anything good to say about it. I was watching this, and luckily it was short. It was, like, 74 minutes or something like that. So I was like, thank God.
It felt longer.
It did, and because nothing happened, man, and it was just, like, long scenes of nothing, and, like, I just don't even know. There's just, like I said, continuity errors. There's, like, scenes where, like, the one scene, I was just like, there was like back-to-back scenes. There's like the part where they're going to the grave of Bong Face. I haven't even talked about it, the S scene yet, or the gay cop. I haven't even brought those up yet. My God. So there's a priest in London or Rome or something. He's like, his skin's falling off, but you don't know that because he's wrapped, but he's saying, like, my skin's falling off, and I'm sending you to America because I have a feeling that the Lord Satan is bringing, you know, an evil, you know, Bong Face. And so, like, Epstein's, like, you know, his, like, his secondhand man, right? And, like, he's helper to whatever to hunt down Bong Face. So he goes to America to this, I don't even know exactly where at, just this podunk town. The cop is secretly in love with this guy. And he's trying to hit on him and do all kinds of stuff. And so they're trying to hunt down Kelly because of the events of what happened with Alan. And so they're like chasing after her. And there's like scenes too where, like, again, just like some of the random dumbest scenes, like the theater scene in general. Oh my God. So I'm going all over the place, but I have nowhere else to go. Ian, I have nowhere else to go. So Mary meets up with another girl. Her name's Jane. So 420 reference, Mary Jane. So she becomes friends with Jane. Jane looks up Mary's background, learns everything, basically. So they're, you know, they're just hanging out doing things, and then they go to the theater, and then, the cops kind of take Mary in, and then she just walks out because the gay cop and the F scene kind of go crazy, and because they think that she's brought Bong Face back to life. And the reason for the, you know, the reason for the killings or stuff like that, that's taken place, because everywhere she goes, people die. Because like the one dude that punched Alan in the flashback, he's dead. And like I said, Bong Face is killing the ones that hurt him when he was younger. And so she runs, and then she basically runs right into Bong Face. And instead of running somewhere open, she runs back to the theater, and she hides in the theater where she was at, and she's hiding between the theater seats. And Bong Face comes walking, right? And he walks right by her, and she goes the way where the door is. And instead of turning right, going out the way you came in, she goes left and hides behind the seats still. And it goes back and forth between the seats, and there's a scene where Bong Face comes out, and it's the very front row. There's nothing there. There's nothing. And then, all of a sudden, a mysterious bag of popcorn appears. And Mary knocks it over. And I'm just like, what is this? Why is this bad? Like, I know. I'm sure some of it's intentional, I guess. I have no idea. Or it's just they were really bad with continuity issues. And that's the thing, too. It was just bad because there's a scene where, like, her dad's going after her. And then he's in the car, and he has, like, a hat on. And he goes into the group meeting place, and he doesn't have a hat on. And then he comes back out, and he has a hat on. And then there's the scene where they're going to the graveyard, and Mary has her hair down in the car, and it's like all flowing. And then she goes to the graveyard, and it's tied back. And then she gets back in the car, and it's, you know, flowing again. It's just like it's all over the place. This film's not good. I can't really recommend it. And like I said, they had the idea, like they should have just went balls out with it. You know, of course, you could still with the thing. Because there are parts of it, like when they first encounter, you know, like the keeper of the grounds, or the, you know, like, or whatever he was, like the very first kill in the movie, and like Bong Face uses the weed chain, you know, like it looks cool, you know, I want, you know, maybe, you know, do a little bit more of that, you know, but he doesn't do shit, and he just kind of failed with what could have been something a little fun. It might not have been great, but like the idea was there, and the failed. So Ian, I'll let you go back and forth.
I mean, I was watching this, and my fiance was just sitting down watching. It was eating, and she's just like, "What the hell is going on?" I was like, "I'm not really sure, but this is what I can gather from this," and it was just ridiculous. Like she ended up getting up. She's like, "I'm done," and just went upstairs. She's like, "I'm going to bed." I was like, "Yeah, okay, I understand." But this is just, I don't know. The only scene that I thought was kind of interesting was when Bong Face poured the bong water on that lady and her face melted off.
I mean, that stuff towards the end was what I wanted to see. But no, we get it at the very last 2 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, and I'm like, I mean, if you could have done that this whole time, why couldn't you have just done that to begin with? Like, just start killing people in creative ways. I mean, I don't know. And then, you know, that random strip tea scene, and I mean, I don't, that whole hospital, I guess it was a hospital, it just looked like a house. I mean, I understand budgets and all that, but I just thought it was funny. I was just like, what kind of hospital is this? But no, nobody in that movie, like, honestly, there was only one person I think was truly trying to act in that movie. And that's what my fiance said. She was like, the dad, and she was like, he's the only one that's like, actually trying to act. She's like, I'll have to give him credit for that, at least. And I was like, yeah. But other than that, I mean, just nothing happened. I mean, more stuff happened than the other movie that we watched, but
yeah, this one, like I said, like, if the bong water on the face, with the face melting, and then the weed chains, and just like there's long patches of nothing happening, and it didn't add to the story. You know, and then like you would think, you know, like Bong Face is gonna, you know, kill, you know, just kill people, but then he starts the film off not, well, he does, but you think he'd get stronger and stronger with each person, which he does, but he doesn't just continuously kill people. You know, he kills here and there, and he doesn't, you know, just does, and he gets stronger. He changes, you know, he's a different person each time in the costume, because he gets, you know, he looks different and bulkier. But you think, do that, you know, keep doing that. Just kill random people. And, you know, God, I really don't have anything positive about this one. Just like I was sitting there and I was just like, my God, I paid money for this, and I'm subjecting my friend to this as well, and here we are. And this is one of those where I just like, oh, my God, this is like zombie Jesus. This is like zombie Christ, where like, oh, my God, I hate to put him through this, because I know it's not a good
It's fine.
But this one is just like, I mean, and then the ending just happens out of nowhere where, like, now, like, Mary's like in hell, and because basically Mary kills herself by pushing herself and Bong Face onto a pitchfork in the ground, and then so she kills herself, and she's in hell, and now she is the bride of Satan now. And so it's like there's like parts in the film where like that could have worked if you kept at that, you know, that tone, you know, just like that sort of campy, you know, tongue-in-cheek nature to it. But it was just like, it was a dead pulse, you know, and then maybe at the very last second you got a heartbeat, but then it flatlined, you know. It's how I feel about this movie, because it's a complete flatline. You get one heartbeat and then it's dead, you know. So there's really nothing else. I mean, it's not really worth the time. I mean, then they set it up for like a sequel mid-credits, which I don't think ever happened, but the people who did this also has another film. I think it's like a shorter film, but it's called Murdersaurus Rex. And so it's like a Freddy versus Jason with their characters. So you have Murdersaurus Rex and Bongface fighting as like the third film, or as like a, you know, leads off to a third film,
yeah.
Which could be good, but I don't know. I don't think it ever happened because that's many years ago, and this movie came out in, I think, in like 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
So 2009, 2010. So it's been a while, and I don't think anything's ever come from it.
Yeah. Did you see after the credit scene with Satan?
Oh yeah, at the bar. Yeah, that was just a little Easter,
don't
you know, just like a little
kid.
Stupid. Yeah.
I was like, what? I was like, not paying attention, just waiting for it to end, and then I saw that. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah. It's not good, and.
No,
I can't. You know, it could have been something. I mean, honestly, Ian, it could have been something cool. It could have been,
no,
you know,
really,
nothing great.
I understand. No,
but they just did
like,
not.
Yeah.
They did not go what this film should have been. You know, it's just like it should have been. You know, cheesy. It should have been. You know, like dumb. You know, 420 puns. You know, not like an evil bong or anything like that. But you know, just like. Something, you know, sort of, you know, stupid, but, you know, like, semi-serious, but a little bit, you know, campy to it. You know, just a cheesy slasher movie, and you didn't even get hardly that, because it's hardly... Half the kills are not even on... I don't even think you see a few of them on screen. No, I'm thinking of the other one. I don't even know. They're starting to combine, because both of them were not very good. But let's get into the next one. Yeah, that's not a bong face, too. Revenge of Bong Face. It should stay buried. So it's not something you should seek out unless you're a slasher enthusiast. And, you know, it is on Amazon. So if you want to buy it, it's on Amazon. And you can buy their other film, Murdersaurus Rex. So our Easter horror, while we have enough time to talk about this one, I think we have enough time to talk about it, is The Night Before Easter. And Ian picked this one, I believe, because we're going back and forth. And this one revolves around Kelly. But first, there's a couple years beforehand, or 14 years beforehand, before the film takes place, there's a killer that escapes from a mental asylum, and his name is Alex Sykes? Alex Sykes or something like that. And... he starts killing people. He escaped from asylum, and he's wearing a bunny costume. And then they find him walking down the road in the bunny costume, and they put him back in the asylum. 14 years later, we're introduced to our group of characters, and one of them is named Kelly, and she is bringing all her friends together at this storage facility, indoor storage facility. And because she is going to be moving to London, and she wants to have one last, you know, hurrah with all her friends, and sooner, you know, as soon as they get in there, you know, she has feelings for another guy. He's dating this other girl, and then just a bunch of, you know, miscellaneous characters. There's his name's Dante in the film, and he's after this one girl who doesn't want anything to do with him. But he likes her. Then you have like a bunch of just like conversations that lead in circles and nowhere. And so basically they're in the facility and they start getting killed off by Mr. Bunny. And we don't know who it is, which is pretty obvious. So anyway, this one, this is almost like on the same par as Bong Face, where the conversations or the script is, there's probably a script there, but they're able to just whatever to do some of the conversations, you know, improv.
Yeah.
because a lot of the stuff just, like, it goes nowhere and doesn't make a lot of sense. And then, like, again, like, Kelly and, like, Melissa, who's also interested into the one guy, and, like, she's... The weird thing is, like, this film is, like, it was like, I was, after a while, I was like, this is like a Walking Dead episode, and let me tell you why. Because whenever someone on The Walking Dead makes a big speech or a realization and says something, like, heroic, they get killed off. And that's what happened here. Like, whenever someone, like, gets the cojones and steps up or says this big, long-winded thing, they just get killed off next scene. And they don't get killed off. The editing in this one was kind of off, too, because it's just like the whitewash to the next scene, and it's, or the pan that whitewashes, and it's not very good when they do that. And then, like, the characters are, you know, one-dimensional, and they don't really have a lot of depth. I mean, the one guy, he's, was it Riley? Riley. He's opening a comic book shop, so half the conversations in the movie is talking about comics and superheroes and stuff like that. And that gets a point to become rather annoying after a while. And they think, like, two, all the girls are, like, sort of after him, too, and, like, this big hot commodity for some reason. But, again, it kind of falls apart towards the end. And it just, again, nothing happens, hardly. I mean, you get them talking, wandering the storage facility, hiding, because they all decide to play hide-and-seek for some reason, you know, in the storage facility. Yeah. And
how did,
like,
they even get in there? That's what I want to know.
What?
Just, like, how, like, I kept rewinding it a couple of times to make sure that, like, I didn't miss something, but I was just, like, very confused why, like, out of all the places they chose storage facility.
Because, but again, this is me being fucking brainy, Kyle, the one that is friends with Kelly, who got roped into it, his dad owned the storage facility, so he got permission to use it to do whatever with Kelly. So I'm assuming Kelly was there and got, you know, talked to his dad as well. And, yeah, so it was Kyle's dad's facility.
Okay,
Yeah, it's a minor. It's nothing, honestly. You're not missing out. Like, oh, God, it makes perfect sense now, you know. It's a big realization, you know.
Well, I mean, it makes more sense.
Yeah. Just they go to the facility. They have beer, which is technically IBC root beer that they're drinking, because I pretty much know what IBC root beer bottles look like. And even though it does look like a beer bottle somewhat, but you can tell if you know, because they're trying to cover it up. They're drinking root beer. It's minor. It's whatever it's to have. And so they're just sort of partying and hanging out and doing stuff, and then they play hide and seek, and then they slowly get killed one by one by a person in a bunny outfit, which is, the movie is short. It's only like an hour and 3 minutes, if that. So there's really not much to talk about. So, Ian, thoughts on Night Before Easter?
Let's see. In an hour-long movie, I think there was probably about 5 minutes worth of deaths. So, and it's mostly talking. So, honestly, like, that movie, I was having trouble not falling asleep watching it, because it was just boring. Like, literally nothing happens throughout, like, 90% of the movie. And I was like, this is just, I don't know. But the only thing I can say, the conversations, some of them didn't feel as forced, like in Bong Face, where the girl was, like, screaming or whatever, but you can tell she was trying not to laugh, because you can see a smile creep on her face. I was like, at least they tried a little bit to build a somewhat of a story. And I mean, it was kind of a little bit more cohesive with a decent twist at the end of the movie. So I thought that was kind of neat. But it's just, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot going for it. Just drug on too long. And
yeah, they're trying to build character. And then, like, here you are thinking that, like, you're getting Kelly, like, the main character. And spoilers, she gets killed off, like, boom. You know, like, well, there goes that. So now I'm supposed to be more entertained with these other assholes instead of her, because at least she had sort of a point. And again, she made this big, you know, realization, this big speech talking to the one girl that always drunk, that was always drinking. She had a drinking problem. Like, they tried to add that to another character. And then, of course, Dante and the one girl, they're trying to build onto that. I think Kyle's the only one that didn't have any backstory, really, except for his dad owned the place. But they tried to give everyone a character. And then like, Melissa, like, and everything there. Just, like, man, Melissa's friend didn't have anything to do, really. She was just fodder. The slashing portion of the film was not very good. You don't see anything. It's the aftermath of everything. So you see the guy swing the, you know, in the bunny costume swing the axe, and then you see the aftermath with, like, you know, an axe wound to the face or a little bit of blood, someone being dragged through it and blood coming from their body and whatever, you know, blood marks. It was the prototypical, you know, cheap, you know, get a bunch of people together, let's try to make a movie. Ordeal, and that's basically what it is. You know, it's sort of like Bong Face. You know, in a way, they both are very similar to each other. In some weird way, that they became on the show, we're covering both of them at the same time. It's kind of fitting.
But
for fuck's sake, Ian, Beaster Day is still the best one in the most nonchalant way. Beaster Day.
No, I know. That's why I was honestly about to bring that up. And, you know, the sad part is, this movie, if they cut back on half the conversations, extended the death scenes just a tiny bit, and actually showed it a little bit more, and it probably wouldn't have been that bad. Like, that was I think that's the biggest drawback, was the fact that it was just too much talking and not enough anything else.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting there thinking, I was like, I mean, if they would have just cut that down and just tweaked the death scenes, I mean, it could have just worked as like a 30-minute movie. And I mean, I was like, it just sometimes, you know, I know they're trying to get that feature length, but, you know, you don't have to push for it. Like,
yeah.
You don't have to just add random talking just to do that. I mean, and that, like, that, what, like, oh, my God, that one movie we watched with the theater. I totally forgot the name of the movie.
You're Not Getting Out Alive?
Yes. And I was like, when she came on, she said she just added that, you know, at the last minute. That's why we felt like it was kind of drug out a little too much. But it's just, I don't know. I just felt like it could have been shortened down and tweaked just a bit. And it wouldn't have been bad.
No, like I said, it wasn't the worst thing, but it was just, you know, like I was trying to compare this one with Easter Bunny Bloodbath or whatever it was, the one last week we reviewed, and I was just like, well, I still don't know if they're kind of both on the same par in a sense, but I still think Easter Day, for some sick reason, is the best one because that doofy-looking rabbit. And
well,
like the
I
only
mean,
thing holding
like,
this.
Yeah. And I mean, there was
and it
more,
knew what it was.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like, it didn't try to be something it wasn't. It was just, it was a bad movie. They were trying to make it bad, and they just did it in a terrible way. These movies were just like worse than that, and that's sad.
So before we get cut off here, Ian, next All week right. is the Curse of La Llorona review, and then we'll have one more Easter movie,
Ooh.
And we'll call this month done. So we got a brand new review, and then our last Easter movie for the month, and then we'll see what May brings us. So that's going to do it for us. Ian, I think it's been a good show. We dissected some movies and talked shit, and it's been a weird month. I'll say that much with this.
I'll just say
that it's not been good. It's not been a good month. I mean, I thought Christmas, at least Christmas is entertaining some way.